Welcome to Retro Rave, dub Siren Warp for old school rave pressure in Ableton Live 12. In this lesson, we're making one of those classic sounds that instantly says warehouse, jungle tension, and badman energy. But we're not just dropping in a siren and calling it a day. We're going to make it warp, pitch bend, smear, and slam so it feels like part of the track, not just an effect on top. This is especially useful in drum and bass and jungle when you need intro tension, a pre-drop build, a turnaround fill, or one of those call-and-response moments that gives the arrangement some attitude. The idea is simple. Start with a siren source, shape it with Ableton stock devices, then use warping, filtering, saturation, and delay to turn it into something that hits with that old-school rave pressure. You can begin in two ways. If you already have a dub siren sample, use that. Ideally, it's short, somewhere around 1 to 4 seconds, and fairly dry. You want the movement to come from your processing, not from too much built-in reverb. Or, if you want total control, build the siren from a synth-like operator, wave-eatable, or analog. A sine or saw wave with a little vibrato is usually enough. Remember, a dub siren doesn't need to be complicated. The vibe comes from modulation, timing, and processing. Once you have your source, drag it into a new MIDI track so Ableton loads simpler automatically. If you're working with a one-shot siren, classic mode is usually the best starting point. Set it to one-shot playback if you want each note to trigger the full siren. Trim the start so the attack is clean, and adjust the gain so you're not pushing the next devices too hard too early. If your siren is an audio clip rather than a MIDI sample, open clip view and turn warp on. That lets you stretch and sync it with the track, which is a huge part of the sound. Now comes the fun bit, warp mode. For a smoother, more musical result, try Complex Pro or Complex. If you want the siren to feel more raw and old school, repitch is the move, because changing playback speed also changes pitch naturally. That gives you that classic tape-y, jungle-era energy. Beats can work if you want a more chopped rhythmic texture, but for a siren line, Complex Pro and Repitch are usually the strongest starting points. A good workflow is to start with Complex Pro, line the siren up to the groove using warp markers, and then duplicate the clip and test Repitch for a more aggressive version. That gives you both control and attitude. Next, shape the pitch movement. This is where the siren starts to feel alive. If you're using MIDI, automate pitch bend or use a clip envelope to create movement. Try a slow rise over one bar, then a quick drop before the snare hits. You can also do repeated wobble motion sync to eighth notes or sixteenths. If you're working with audio, automate clip transpose or use warp marker movement for more extreme bends. For a more sci-fi or haunted feel, frequency shifter or shifter can take it further. A really easy old-school move is to automate transpose from 0 to plus 7 semitones over 2 bars, then snap it back down at the end. That creates that warning signal tension that works beautifully before a drop. Now we need to give it some shape with filtering. Dub sirens almost always sound better with a filter movement. Drop an auto filter and start with a low pass or band pass type. Add a bit of resonance, nothing too wild, and automate the cutoff so it opens during the build and then pulls back just before the drop. That contrast makes the siren feel like it's lifting the energy of the whole section. You can also use a Q8 for cleanup, especially if the siren is fighting the mix. High pass it somewhere, around 120 to 250 Hz depending on the source. In drum and bass, the kick and bass need that low-end space, so don't let the siren sit in the sub-region. Now let's get some dirt on it. A clean siren can sound a little too polite for DNB. So add harmonics with saturator, roar, drum bus, or overdrive. Saturator is great if you want controlled grit. A few dB of drive with soft clip-on can really help it sit in the track. Roar is brilliant if you want something heavier and more modern. Drum bus can add smack and edge too, especially if you want a slightly trashed feel. A really useful trick here is to duplicate the siren track. Keep one version fairly clean and usable, then process the second version more aggressively. Blend them together. That way you keep clarity in the mix, but you still get the attitude from the dirty layer. This is one of those pro moves that keeps the sound exciting without turning it into mush. Now for the dubby part. Delay throws. Use secco or delay and think in tempo-synced phrases. Try a quarter note, a dotted eighth, or 3/16. Keep the feedback moderate, and roll off some low end and top end in the delay so it doesn't fight the drums. A ping-pong setting can sound huge, especially if you filter the repeat so they move around the stereo field without cluttering the center. For best results, put echo on a send track and automate send amount at the end of phrases. That way the siren stays fairly dry and punchy, while the throws explode into space only when you want them to. That's very dub, and it works perfectly in a busy breakbeat mix. At this stage, check your stereo width and mix balance. Keep the main siren fairly centered, and let the width live more in the delay and reverb returns. Use utility if you need to manage the stereo image or trim gain. In a DNB mix, the kick and bass are sacred, so be careful not to let the siren take over the low mids or spread too wide in a way that blurs the center. Now let's talk device chain. A solid starting chain could be EQ8, then auto filter, then saturator, then echo, then reverb, then utility. EQ8 cleans up the mud. Auto filter gives movement. Saturator adds edge. Echo creates the dub atmosphere. Reverb gives space. Utility keeps the gain and width under control. If you want a parallel route, make a send chain with roar or overdrive, then delay, then reverb, and maybe a light compressor if needed. That gives you a more extreme texture without sacrificing the main sound. The next step is arrangement. The sound works best when it has a job. Use it in the intro as a filtered tease. Bring it in 8 bars before the drop and automate the pitch and feed back up. Use it in a halftime breakdown as a response to a vocal chop. Drop it into a fill between snare rolls. Or make the second drop version shorter, dirtier, and more aggressive than the first. A good rule is to think in phrases, not endless sirens. 1 and 2 bar motifs often hit much harder than a long-held note. Let the siren answer the drums. In drum and bass, the snare is often your reference point, so if the siren clashes with the backbeat, shorten it, move it, or change its timing. Once you've got a good movement, resample it. This is where things get really fun. Record the processed siren onto a new audio track, then drag that audio back into the session. Now you can chop it, warp it again, reverse it, or slice it into new fills. Resampling commits the performance and often reveals new textures you wouldn't find while everything is still live. This is especially powerful for jungle and harder rave arrangements, because those chopped, printed textures can become part of the hook rather than just an effect. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't leave too much low end on the siren. Don't drown it in reverb and smear the whole mix. Don't let it stay static with no pitch or filter movement. Don't make it painfully bright around the upper mids. And don't ignore the groove. If it doesn't lock to the breakbeat, it'll feel pasted on. Here are a few extra coach style upgrades you can try. Make one version clean and playable, and one version wrecked. Use automation like performance gestures, not just technical changes. Add subtle vibrato at the source before heavy effect so the later processing feels more alive. Try a very small amount of frequency shifting if you want that haunted, unstable energy. And if the siren has a strong attack, but a boring tail, flip that around by automating more delay and reverb toward the end of the phrase. For a bigger arrangement move, build a little siren toolkit with 3 versions, a clean performance version, a dub throw version with bigger delay and reverb, and a mangled transition version that's been resampled and heavily processed. That gives you options for different parts of the track without starting from scratch each time. Let's wrap it with a simple practice challenge. Make a 4-bar dub siren build at 174 BPM. Start with a siren from operator or a sample in simpler. Add EQ8, auto filter, saturator, echo and utility. Automate the filter cutoff to rise over the 4 bars, pitch to rise by about 5 to 7 semitones, delay feedback to increase in the last 2 bars, and reverb to swell only at the very end. Then cut the siren right before the drop, or let only the delay throw spill into the first beat. Test it over an amen break, a rolling reese, or a halftime snare build and listen to how it pushes the energy without masking the drums. So the big takeaway is this. A great retro rave dub siren is not just a sound, it's an arrangement tool. Start simple, add movement, keep the low end clean, and let the automation do the talking. If you do that, you'll get tension, nostalgia, and impact all in one shot. Next, I can help you turn this into a device-by-device Ableton rack recipe or a mini project template for 174 BPM DNB.